All right, now we've come to the end of my little explanation, but there are some of you here undoubtedly who are thirsty. At least I hope there are. If they're not, that's a pity. I want to tell you very simply how you can receive this experience here tonight. I want to read the words of Jesus in John chapter 7. He said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his heart, out of his belly, the scripture says, will flow rivers of living water. But this he spake concerning the Spirit, who those believing on him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. It could not be given until Jesus was glorified. But when he was at the Father's right hand, he poured out the Holy Spirit." Now, these are the simple conditions. There are some conditions you should have met, but you may not. You may not have been baptized. You may not have asked. I wasn't baptized. I didn't even know about being baptized. I didn't ask, but God filled me with the Holy Spirit. Had this strange sensation in my belly, and I knew it was my belly. And I thought, what is this? And the phrase came to me, my mind, speaking with other tongues. And I thought, what's this got to do with speaking with other tongues? Then I said out loud to God in an empty room, "God, if you want me to speak with tongues, I'm ready to do it." And this thing moved up through my chest and into my throat, and my tongue started to move, and I wasn't controlling it. And the next thing I discovered, I was speaking a language like Chinese. I hadn't asked, and I hadn't been baptized. Later, believe me, I was baptized in water. But there are certain basic conditions. If anyone thirsts, Jesus said, let him come to me and drink. And then out of his belly will flow the rivers. Marvelous transformation. You come as a thirsty person and you become a channel of rivers of water. What does that? The baptism in the Holy Spirit. What do you have to do? Very simple. You have to come to Jesus. Only one baptizer, come to the baptizer to receive the baptism. You have to drink. Now, this is where religious people have a problem. It's too simple. No one ever drank with a mouth closed. And no one ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the mouth closed. You drink by opening your mouth and taking in something. You're not taking in water. You're taking in the supernatural power of God. That's what I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that and not receive. I can't recall. I've seen as many as 3,000 people receive in one experience, but they drank. And after the drinking, there's the overflow. You remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And this is where you have to have faith, because the Holy Spirit is not going to do the speaking for you. You have to speak as the Holy Spirit gives you words. This is a step of faith, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, I'm prepared to lead anybody here or any people here in a simple prayer here tonight if you want to receive this wonderful supernatural experience. Remember, we're not asking you to leave a church or join a church. This is not what we're after. We're just suggesting to you that you need what the apostles needed, what the early church needs. So if you would like to come forward and me to lead you in a prayer, I will do it without further delay. If you say, Brother Prince, I'm really thirsty here tonight, and I would like this experience, just stand up where you are and walk down to the front, and I will lead you in a prayer.